Well, good morning, and this is from sunny Arizona, and I know a lot of people are kind of in the freezing cold, and I know Richard, you're from Colorado Springs, and it's cold and snowy there, and Jenny's from San Diego, so we're kind of from a mix all over the place. But welcome to our show today. Happy to have all of you to listen to watch this show. We're going to be interviewing Jenny Harkelrode. She's a number one bestselling author, international bestselling author, and she's a speaker and a mind change expert. So that's what who we're going to interview her first about her book and what she does in the world, what are her sacred gifts that she brings to the world. And Rich Parsons is a success coach and founding editor for the Success E magazine. So while we interview Richard, or sorry, while we interview Jenny, we're going to put Richard in the background. But for the moment, we're first going to talk about why the purpose of this show. We work with authors here at Spotlight Publishing and have for a number of years now. And it's been quite a journey because the tool sets that are available to us are many and varied. And there's so much at our disposal now to get our message out to the world, to put that online footprint and to really have a far-reaching effects of being an impactful influencer and changing the world one person at a time through the ripple effect of being able to stand up and let our voices be heard. And that's why we have the show. It's to show authors, not only to honor them for the work that they're bringing to the world, but also to show and to share some of the tool sets that are available to us, the many wide variety of things that will help us to get our message out in even more effective ways. We've had a number of incredible guests that bring a wide variety of tool sets. So I hope you enjoy this show. And with that, we're going to say we'll talk to you in a few minutes, Rich, and Jenny and I will have a conversation about her beautiful her book and the and what she does. Okay, Jenny, I'm so excited to interview you. It's been a while since we've published your book. It's a actually a really amazing book, but let me give you a proper introduction
All
before
right.
we. She's a number one bestselling author, speaker, and mind change expert. She's a mother of four, which is her greatest claim to fame. She's a big-hearted entrepreneur and a business leader, and she's built a business in San Diego over 13 years, producing double digits in the millions. You're awesome. With the power of the mind, Jenny overcame her past chronic pain, addictions, bad relationship, and unhappiness. She never knew how sweet life could be until she changed her mind, and that changed everything. Well, we all could sometimes use a reminder there, huh? Jenny has a dramatic story to share, breaking her back on a mountain cliff. That event changed everything and gave her a ferocious appetite to transform lives and help others create what's missing in their lives. Business owners hire Jenny to help them create ultimate success because most are stuck in mind chatter, self-sabotage, and limiting beliefs. So she helps them transform their thinking, which transforms their way of being. Bottom line, they create more money, more time, and more freedom. Welcome, Jenny.
Awesome. Thanks, Becky. I'm so excited to be here. It's fun to talk to you. When we were doing my book, we got to chat so much, and we haven't in a while now. So it's nice to be back here with you and to hear your voice and see your beautiful smile. So this is
Oh, thank you. And the same here. I just, you know, before COVID days, we also got to we're at the same events, and
No, yes.
it seems like it's just changed so much of the things that have gone on. So
Right.
your book is called Breaking to Be Me.
Yes.
So talk to us about what Breaking to Be Me means and your journey to being whole
Yeah.
and well and what you bring to the world.
Absolutely. So thanks for talking about my book again. It's so fun to share my book with people. I just taught a class over the weekend and I was able to give my book out to my students and they read my story and they're like, "Wow, that's quite a crazy journey." And really it was. I think in life sometimes we don't learn lessons the easy way. We learn them the hard way.
I wish I would gracefully learn.
So my hard way was, you know, I just kind of ignored what was going on in my life, which was a lot of chronic pain, a lot of emotional pain, just kind of swept it under the rug. I was good at business. I was good at making money. And I just put my focus there and tried to ignore the things that weren't going well in my life. And when you do that, there's side effects, right? And I ended up in 2013, I was standing on this mountain ledge with my husband. Totally innocently, he said, if I was young and in shape, I'd jump off of here. And I guess my pride got the better of me. I figured I was young and in shape and I jumped. And when I landed, I heard a crunch in my back and I couldn't move. And they called 911 and a ground crew came in, tried to get me off the mountain. They couldn't. They called Lifelight. Lifelight came, ziplined me up to a hovering helicopter, took me to the hospital where they told me I'd broken my back. And when you break your back, you can't sweep it under the rug. You can't pretend everything's fine. I was bedridden, right? And I had a lot of thinking time. And I was thinking, I want to make the things about my life that I sweep under the rug, I want to make those better. Like, I just want to be happier. I want to be healthier. I want to get rid of these chronic pain issues I have. I want my marriage to be better. I don't want to just be good at making money. I want to be good at all areas of my life. And no matter how many books I read, or this is going to date me, how many tapes I listened to, remember that, right?
I do remember.
How many seminars I went to, how many therapists I saw, I seem to always have the same old problems. And I'd kind of given up on positive affirmations. I've been looking in the mirror for 20 years saying I'm happy and I'm healthy and I'm terrific.
But and why isn't that happening?
Why isn't this working? What is wrong with me? Why isn't this sinking in, you know? And so I don't know if it's thankfully. Yeah, it's thankfully. I'm going to say thankfully I didn't get better from breaking my back for years, which caused me to dig deeper and dig deeper and search and beg and plead and pray, like, what do I need to do to heal my body? And, you know, I was trying all the natural things, the chiropractor, acupuncture, massage, physical therapy, you know, all those things. And then I ended up having major surgery. They put in rods and screws and a synthetic disc, you know, pain pills, pain injections. When none of that worked, after like 3 years, they just said, sorry, lady, like, there's nothing else we can do. This is your new life. Like, you can't really function. You can't sit. You can't, you're in chronic pain. You can't do things. Like, we'll just keep giving you more pain pills. And I was like, no, like, I have to get better. I have 4 kids. I'm a businesswoman. I like to make money and be successful. Like, I can't just be stuck on the couch in pain. This is not okay. And thankfully, I found a medical doctor in San Diego who told me that I could reprogram my mind and get out of pain. And I told him he was crazy. And he told me there was the door. And I said,
what's wrong with that guy?
I'll try your woo-woo, voodoo, whatever it is, because I'm desperate, right? And it wasn't woo-woo or voodoo at all. It was just that I didn't really understand the power of my mind and what modern science had discovered about how your brain sends pain signals and you can reprogram those and turn them off. And long story short, 6 sessions later, I was completely healed. Like, healed. Like, no pain, no limitations, like nothing had ever happened to me. Besides, you know, I am full of metal, so I still, you know, can't quite twist the same way I used to. And it fascinated me. What? Like, the top surgeons in the world couldn't figure me out. And now you reprogram my mind and I'm better? How did that happen? And I just became obsessed with the power of the mind. I started studying the power of the mind. I sold my real estate company. I sold my big custom home. We moved into one of our rental properties that we could afford without me having an income while I studied the mind. And I just became obsessed learning all sorts of processes of reprogramming the subconscious mind and practiced for years and then created my own process. And so now I see people and teach my process and teach teachers how to teach my process. And so really my book is about my journey, how I got from successful in one area of life to successful in all areas of life by tapping into the power of my subconscious mind, which, again, I didn't know. Scientists and psychologists have now taught me that our subconscious mind actually controls us about 95% of the time, which is why when I would say positive affirmations, it would help a little 5% of the time, but 95% of the time, I just fall back to my old subconscious programs, which I wasn't good enough, I wasn't worthy, you know, I wasn't healthy, all these things. That was my belief, and that was a program my body and my mind was running. So when I changed that, changed my life. And, you know, nowadays I just pinch myself like, how is life so good? It's because my whole being is working together instead of my conscious mind wanting to go one way and my subconscious pulling me the other way and just feeling, you know, like self-sabotage and limiting beliefs and stuck. Instead of that, all of me is pushing me to success. And I love teaching other people how to do that as well. So that's what my book's about.
So, you know, we're currently doing an update on your book, and I had a chance to review it. You know, it's amazing because we went through that a couple years ago when you were first publishing, and now we're doing the update. It was really good for me to be able to read it again and realize, you know, it's so easy if you're not staying on top of it to fall back into the same poor me or what's wrong with me type of a thing and feeling the overwhelm of things. It's something that has to be constantly given attention to and paid attention to. But you give some really cool classes. You teach a lot. And I noticed in your updates on your book that you have Summit Transformation now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Summit Transformation is the process that I created to reprogram the subconscious mind. So I teach people how to do what I do so they can help themselves. Just like you said, it kind of takes some consistent effort, right? Because psychologists say we have 50,000 to 80,000 thoughts per day, about 80% of them negative, about 90% of them a repeat of yesterday. That's crazy, right? So you got to get on top of that. And how do you do that? You learn how to reprogram that thinking. And so there's two minds. You have a conscious mind and you have a subconscious mind. So you can catch yourself consciously thinking like, oh, I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough, or something like that. And you can say, oh, don't say that. That's not true, right? Like, how would I rather feel about myself? I'm successful and I'm smart and everything I do works out well for me and I'm motivated and I'm energized. And, you know, you can do that. You can kind of play the catch yourself game and switch your thinking. But most of what's going on is underneath the surface. It's at a subconscious level. So we don't realize the sabotage going on within us. It's below the surface. And so in my course, I teach people how to reprogram that subconscious mind so that it's in alignment with what they consciously want. And then they can share that with their family, their friends, their clients, depending on where they are in the world and what they do. It can benefit so many people. So that's what Summit Transformation is. That's my process of reprogramming the mind, not just the conscious, but the subconscious mind. And I teach them how to do both. And like you said, you know, it's constant effort, just like keeping your body in shape, right?
Right.
I mean, for me, during COVID, I stopped going to yoga because there was no more yoga. And I was watching my muscles get smaller and smaller, right? Because I wasn't doing my exercise. I was walking, but it wasn't the same. So I started working out with a personal trainer. And when I started, I'm sad to say, and maybe here's a little caveat, he makes me do things really slow. I could only do 10 super slow push-ups. Only 10. And now I can do more than 25 every set, just in maybe 3 months of working with him once a week. Why? It just takes that conditioning. And our mind is the same way. It starts to drag us down. I love working with kids because they don't have too much dragging them down yet. It's a couple of things. But by the time decades and decades and decades of traumas and dramas and negative programming has gotten to us, it takes a little bit of time to turn things around. So I work with people teaching them how to do it so they can just, I think of it like driving. When you drive, you're always just a little bit moving the wheel, right? Or in our family, we sail a lot. We're always like trimming the sail, pulling it in, right? Adjusting. And in your life, when you work with a process like mine, you can knock out the big things pretty easy, but then it's just always like little adjustments. Things come up, and how would you rather feel about those things? How would you rather perceive them? What would you rather create? And, you know, my favorite quote of this year is Albert Einstein, and he talks about how everything is a vibration and energy. And all you have to do to get what you want is to be in that same vibration. And then you can't not have it. And he says, it's not philosophy, it's physics. And so how do you get yourself at an energy level, at a vibration? And energy level doesn't mean like, I'm so excited, right? It's just like where your natural vibration is. How do you get that vibration to where you want it to be? You get rid of the negatives within you. It's like you can't pull in the success if under the surface you're doubting the success. We're not feeling worthy or deserving about the success. Or maybe someone told you money's the root of all evil. So why would you want that?
Right? Don't want no part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we work on the mind. And when the mind is right, the whole world comes together. Relationships, health and wellness, business success. So that's what we do with Summit Transformation.
Beautiful. I always feel like, you know, it's that the teaching about not only the vibration of water, but also how shame, guilt, and fear are so way low down on the vibrational scale. Yeah. And as we come into courage and we come into love and acceptance, it changes. And it also has a ripple effect out to the world. It makes a difference in our, not only within ourselves, but our world.
Absolutely. I have this little demo I do in my class, and we use muscle testing. And your body, it's strong when there's positive thoughts, and it's weak when there's negative thoughts. And you can test it with a little muscle test. So I'll have someone come up to the front of my class and hold out their arm, and I'll do some little signal behind them that they can't see, telling the class whether they should think positive things about that person or think negative things about that person. And it literally energizes the person when people are thinking positively about them, and it weakens them when people are thinking negatively about them. It's wow. Fascinating how our thoughts absolutely, you know, you can walk into a room and you're like, not so sure about this room. Yes. Bad vibes, right? It's real. Absolutely.
Oh, how many times if you're, you know, you can be in the public somewhere and somebody will walk by and you get goosebumps about a mile high. Yeah. And you're like, what was that about? You know,
right.
And then you, other times you walk into a situation and it, you feel the energy and the excitement and the happiness. And,
yes.
And so even though it's an unseen thing,
right.
There's a lot to be said for the vibrational frequencies of our world. And we so seldom really give that a lot of thought, you know, as
absolutely.
To what there is out there.
Yeah.
So for listeners, you can pick up a copy of Jenny's book on Amazon. It's just look up her name, Breaking to Be Me, and you'll be sure to find it. Be sure you pick up a copy. It's an amazing, very, very good book. And then for you, Jenny, I know you talked about teaching and about being able to, you're training others to the process. How would people get a hold of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to summittransformation.org and you can learn all about learning this process. You can see the science behind it. You can see the results behind it. I hired a neuroscientist to do a brain study on my process, and we're about to start another one. So that's something I love about this, is it can start to sound woo-woo when we're talking about vibrations and goosebumps and all, but it's a very scientific process, and I love all that information. So that's all there at summittransformation.org.
Okay, very good. And then I have balanceyou.org on the site. Will that lead them over to Summit?
Yeah, you can connect as well from balanceyou.org. That's our main website. That was what I had all set up before I started teaching the process. But they both connect to each other, so you can get great information. Also, if you go to balanceyou.org/free, I've got a lot of freebies there grab hold of. Yeah.
Very good. Oh, this has been a lovely, lovely interview. We'll be having you back a little bit later towards the end of the show. We're going to take just a brief moment break and then bring in Richard Parsons, and then we'll bring you both in together for the remaining part of the show. Thank you for what you bring to
the
world.
Thanks, Becky.
Bye-bye. Richard Parsons, it's a delight to have you come to our show today.
Hey, thank you very much. Such a pleasure to be here. And it was really awesome to hear Jenny speak just before me.
Pretty cool stuff. So I would like to introduce Richard. He's a success coach and founding editor for Your Success e-magazine. He helps everyday entrepreneurs, professionals, and business owners create success and use their message as part of the success of their success strategy in personal and professional ventures. He applies nearly 30 years of leadership expertise in the military and civilian sectors to develop entrepreneurs and business professionals to show up at their very best every single day. He helps clients get unstuck and stop hitting walls that prevent their ability to accelerate progress toward their goals. He recently founded and launched a new e-magazine called Your Success, in which he gives a space for entrepreneurs and business experts to share their message and business to an audience of more than 100,000 potential readers. That is awesome. So it's a really cool combination of guests today. So tell us how this all began and where this your business's Higher Calling Consulting, and how did you come about to do this work in the world?
Yeah, so through my military career, I had a lot of leadership opportunities as I progressed through the 27 years. And during that time, I was a trainer for 4 years. And that's when I really started to kind of feel that I had a calling on my life to be a trainer, to be a teacher, to be somebody who could coach and inspire other people. And as my career progressed, I had more and more opportunities. And before I retired, I became a John Maxwell certified trainer, speaker, and coach. And that really opened a lot of doors for me. And it opened my mind to a dream that I had had. And that was that I was going to have a business someday, that I had a higher calling. I didn't know what the business was going to be. And it wasn't long after that that I launched Higher Calling Consulting. Yeah, I wanted it to be Higher Calling Coaching, but coaching was taken, so I had to go with consulting. But that is really where my business launched, was out of a dream that I had a higher calling on my life and that I could inspire and coach and help people grow to be their best self. And over the course of the next couple of years, business ventures and things came and went. And one of the things that started in late 2020 was the Your Success newsletter. And I was talking to a good friend of ours, Don McGrath, and he and I were speaking about this. And it the more we spoke, the more it seemed like maybe this should be something more. So he asked me if I thought about doing an e-magazine. And it was at that point that the idea of an e-magazine started. And within a matter of a month, I was able to get everything put together. I had Don as my first guest in December. And then since then, I've been able to fill up my front cover pages and steadily filling content throughout the remainder of the year. And it's just been, it's kind of my baby for 2021, if you will. And I really love it because the stories that I've been able to read and to share with other people have been absolutely amazing. The differences that people bring to their dynamic is quite amazing, to where each person has something different to share, and they're sharing from their heart, their business, and they're really wanting to help people grow through really being able to talk about what they love to do. And that's just, it's a great opportunity for me to share that.
Don't you believe that we can talk all about the how-tos, we can talk about all kinds of things, but unless we add the story behind it, we can't reach the hearts. And it's those stories that make the impact. Just like Jenny was telling about, her fall and breaking her back and the journey she went on to finally get to that place, and you for your career in military and all the things that you faced with that, it's that very journey and that and the sharing of that story that really can transform the world. And we're all here to make a difference. We're here to impact the world in amazing ways. But without the story behind it, we really can't reach the hearts.
That is so true. I tell you, everybody has a story. Everybody, even people that say they don't have a story, they have a story.
And you can't live on this earth without it, without having a story.
And it's amazing how sometimes the simplest story, the simplest life event can be inspiring or can be helpful to other people, or it can define who we are and what we do in life. And to hear Jenny's story was absolutely amazing, and how that caused a transformation in her life. And I would imagine that if Jenny were to tell people that she is that she works with people's mindset and to help reprogram their subconscious, it may not be as impactful as when she tells her story of what got her to that point, and that she has science to back it up. She has personal experience and so many other things that Jenny and people like Jenny have to share with this world, that until they realize that they have a story and that they can share it in a unique way, they're missing out on something. I think that they are not stepping into who they truly are if they don't at least define and figure out what their story is. So when somebody says, you know, well, who are you, or what do you do, or what are you all about, that they have something to share. And it's more than just, I am my job. There's so much more to life than our job that makes us who we are.
Well, oftentimes the very darkest of things is what brings us to the calling, what our calling in life truly is. Right. And I'm putting together a course right now that is talking about the four pillars of a story well told. And when you can write your story and share it and really stand up on a stage and talk about your story, it's where you connect the hearts. You become an advocate, you become a truth teller, you become a way shower and a unifier. And through that whole process, you leave your own, you leave a legacy of change. And I think that, you know, for all that this world is going through at this current moment in time, we've had COVID, we've had political issues, we've had a lot of things going on. But I think it's all serving its purpose to awaken us to there's so much more. There is so much more. And it is our responsibility to stand up and be those and be the impactful influencers that we can be. Because I think if even one person heard our story and it transformed them, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Really made a difference. So talk about your magazine, and what is your goal with your magazine? What is the purpose of going through all the work of creating a magazine like this?
Right. Well, the purpose behind it is really to truly give the everyday entrepreneur an outlet, to give them something that they can use in a unique way. It's more than just a social media post. It's more than just another blog. You know, granted, a person could use some of their blog content to put into the magazine, but, you know, there's so many things that we as entrepreneurs do. You know, we get tied up in the social media rat race, and it's just a constant, you know, posting and liking and following. And
yeah,
there's so much stuff that goes on that I think oftentimes we can forget to do stuff that benefits us and that allows us to grow our business. And your Success eMagazine is designed to do just that. It's more than just a social media post. They're providing content that then let me be the one that puts it out in social media and to an audience and give them something that they can use to then. For a second.
I think you're a little bit frozen there.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm back.
That's okay.
So it gives people something that they can use, that if they're going to put something out in social media or out to their organic network, that they have something unique where they have a cover story. They have something that allows them to to share about their business and about what they do and why they do it and who they serve, and to do it in a unique way. And that is what Your Success Magazine is really geared to do, is to provide a unique marketing opportunity to where somebody can share their story, they're featured in a magazine, and they're able to reach a large audience of potential clients.
That's beautiful. So one of the things that I find with the authors that I work with, and I work with a number of authors. In fact, this year, since COVID, it's expanded exponentially. It's been amazing. And also the messages, the wisdom and the expertise that is being brought to the world right now is phenomenal. I've never seen the scope as much as it is. And yet one of the first things we talk about is, it's one thing to write a book and get it out and even become a bestseller. It's quite another thing to keep our message out there, to get discovered. And the book is a tool for business growth, but you still have to keep talking about that book. It's not going to happen by magic that way. Yes, it'll get found, but on the scale that we want it to get found. It's these opportunities like what you provide that help give it that breadth and reach that and exposure to really the work that you bring to the world. And so that's awesome. So what kind of articles, what kind of authors have you, or people have you had who have authored an article in your magazine?
So the authors so far, I've had, I had a lady in March's issue, Dr. Atusa Madavi. She does a variety of medical practices. She's in chiropractic. She does yoga. She does, I think it's Ayurvedic medicine. I mean, she just is a wealth of knowledge and expertise in that field. So I've had people from that line. I've had financial experts that share their advice with people. I've had podcasts that are sharing their content about their book. So I think this is a very great great opportunity to have authors get their content and share about their books within your success. Because when they read the stories, they're able to then increase their reach and their span of influence. So really the areas that most people cover, and I think as entrepreneurs, anywhere in the buckets of entrepreneurship, business, networking, leadership, health and wellness, is such a broad bucket that people can really add a lot of stuff into that. There's definitely room for just about anybody to participate and to join as a contributor.
Very, very cool. I'd like to bring Jenny back in, because I know that Jenny does tremendous amount of teaching and training. Jenny, let me bring you back. There you go. So Jenny holds a lot of, right now, are they all online or are you starting to do in-person events?
No, again? We've been doing them all in person, actually. And the reason is because we do muscle testing. A muscle test is a way that we tell what's going on in the subconscious. And it's a physical manual thing until you learn how to do it remotely. And I don't know about you guys, but being on Zoom is okay. But being on Zoom for days on end is kind of exhausting. So every time I ask the class, would you rather do the higher levels on Zoom? They say, no, we're going to fly back. No problem. So we do it all live, which has been fun. Obviously, we're staying safe. Nobody's gotten sick. We're doing a great job at that.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, there's times I'm saying, another 3-day event online? No. It's so, there's nothing like that being in person connection.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. So you two bring amazing tool sets to the world, and you impact the world in just incredible ways, what you're bringing. And I think that the combination that, you know, of being able to learn of another online resource with Success Magazine, talk about that, the ability to get your message out the way both of you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, you can't write a book and then just, you know, bury it somewhere. You've got to keep talking about it. You've got to stay top of mind, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. And I know my former career was in real estate, and I used to invest in magazines all the time because there's a whole new readership that I wasn't getting my message to, people that I wanted to know that I was out there in the real estate business. So whenever you have a business, there's so many different ways to market, and it's kind of like with your money, it's good to diversify, right? And make sure that all the different audiences are catching your message. And, you know, for me, I just want to help people feel better, feel happier, be more successful, enjoy life more, because I was able to do that for myself. I'm passionate about helping other people do that. So any way I can get my message out, I definitely want to do that, whether it's a book or a magazine or social media or, you know, anything that's out there, speaking for sure. We want to get our message out to the world so that we can make an impact and let other people live their best life and higher purpose and calling. So I love what Rich is doing.
For sure. So Rich, as far as your backstory of coming to this place where you started a business called Higher Calling, how did that happen?
Well, it was ironic that after I retired from military service, I had kind of a little bit of my business plan together, and I knew that at some point I wanted to be an entrepreneur and do my own thing. But it started off when I first retired. I was doing training development for a utility company here in Colorado, and then after about 6-7 months with that, the opportunity presented itself for me to launch my business. And so it was kind of a leap of faith. I had to overcome some of what Jenny speaks of as the, you know, kind of the limiting beliefs, self-sabotaging thoughts that are out there that say, you know, well, who am I to start a business? And, you know, who's going to listen to me or want to work with me? But I just launched in and went head first into it and had to reprogram my own thinking. And then it was always nice to have somebody. I had other people in my corner that I could reach out to that kind of helped keep me on track and provide that positive inspiration that I needed. So launching my business was really kind of something that I knew I wanted to do, and the timing presented itself, and I had to go for it. And I've been enjoying it ever since and been able to help people in amazing ways. And that's probably the most awesome part of it.
Very cool. So Jenny, for you, you know, you had quite a journey of pain. Takes so much energy to be in so much pain. And it can be so mind numbing to be in pain all the time. You know, the frustration of it all, because there's so much we can't do when we're in pain. And so in your journey, and to see you, I've seen you speak from stages. I've attended a number of your online classes. What is your process with how you finally get somebody? You know, maybe somebody comes to you and they're just feeling, maybe they're dealing with depression, or maybe they're dealing with something that is just don't know the answer to. You know, how do I get out of this funk, or how do I succeed? How do I really be successful in business? And which is the topic of, you know, the kind of the whole premise behind this whole show is getting your word out, getting your message out, and staying top of mind awareness. So what are your procedure processes?
Yeah. So what I ask people is, you know, you're feeling a certain way, depressed or sad or anxious or feel fearful or worried or not knowing your purpose or whatever it is, right? In physical pain. And so I ask them a question, which is, how would you rather feel, right? And it seems like kind of an obvious thing, but so many times we just get stuck in what is or how we're feeling. So I kind of help them turn it around. How would you rather be? And, you know, with you, Becky, I'm sure you run into so many people that say, oh, I want to write a book. And you're like, well, do it. And they don't. And you're like, why not? You said you wanted to. like write it, right? We've been stuck at home for a year. That would have been a perfect time. Like, why don't we do the things we want to do? And so I have them write it in a goal statement, like it already exists in their life. It's going to sound like a positive affirmation, but then we take it way deeper than that. Then I ask them with a muscle test, which I can do in person or remotely, do they need to just to develop a new belief? Do they literally need to form a new pathway in their brain so that their brain takes this new belief that they can do this? Or is there something from their past that's blocking them? We can figure that all out with a muscle test. So if they just need a new belief, we do a little process. It's super easy. It has to do with body postures that open the brain bridge and put your brain in a whole brain state. And they form a new belief, and then we help them take action. Like, okay, now that you believe this, like body, mind, and spirit, like you're ready to go. What can you do? Like now start writing, right?
Like now take action.
Do at the end of the week, like take action, right? And if there's a problem or something, a block, a subconscious block, we figure out what it is and we clear it out so that thing isn't messing with them anymore. So we can help them change their perception of it. We can actually erase it in the subconscious mind. The subconscious doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination. Just like it's why you have a dream and you wake up and you're like, ah, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened. And you're like, it didn't just happen. I'm in my PJs in bed. Right? Oh, dream. Or maybe, oh, dog. And so, yeah, we help people to change their brain, which changes the printout of their life. So just by asking some questions and using that muscle testing, kind of get tapping into their deeper knowing, we can just help them get rid of those blocks, get over those hurdles, and move forward to the life that they want instead of whatever they're stuck in.
That's beautiful. So that I know that, I was taking one of your online sessions and my husband walked in and we're doing kind of got our arms out and we're doing different things and he's going,
what are you doing in there?
What are you doing in there? You're kind of doing, but you know, every time it worked, every time that worked, you know, to really, and muscle testing is pretty fascinating to watch it if you've never experienced what muscle testing is. And a lot of times I'll stop in a day and I'll ask the question, well, is there something else I could be doing? What is the answer to this? Or, you know, kind of really put it out there. And I watched the way my body reacts to it. You know, because you can also teach yourself to be aware and to notice the signs even within your own body that this is not in alignment with who I am and what I want for life. But to be taught it deeper is what I'm really fascinated by what you're bringing, because I know that your classes have grown. You've got a much farther reach than when we first met. What was it at Jane Powers?
Yes.
In Phoenix. Probably
many years ago.
Yeah. Yes. And look at how far you've come in the teaching from where you were just really getting rolling in this whole thought.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been a great journey. And I love that now I can teach people how to do this for themselves and also teach teachers how to teach it. It really just spreads the work. And the goal is, for me, my only goal, to raise the consciousness of humanity. That's all I'm trying to accomplish. And to do that, really, like you said, we need to be more aware. We need to be in tune with what's going on with us and not do what I was doing, which was taking 30 ibuprofen a day and trying to ignore my pain. You need to deal with it because it's a message. Like something's going on, right? If the alarm keeps ringing, you need to shut it off, not press snooze. So if something's going on in your body or your life and, you know, like, why does this keep happening to me? There's something to be learned there. And if we don't learn it, it just keeps happening. So I love helping people figure out what's going on and why and move past it to their greatest success. And like Richard talks about, to really live your purpose, because we're all here for a reason. And when we're living in that purpose, it's joyful. And when we're not, it's a struggle. And why struggle when you can live a life of joy?
Couldn't be said better. So as we walk and travel through this world, what is your feeling about listening and following the calling that we're here for?
Well, for me, I think it's the most important thing, right? If you're here for a purpose and you're not listening or living it, like, what's the point, right? Are we just going through the motions, like work to home, home to work to home, you know, same thing every day, like Groundhog Day? Or, you know, what is our purpose? Who are we supposed to be helping, affecting, touching? When we live in that purpose, we find joy in our life and gratitude. And so I think there's really nothing more important. I mean, for me, when I was in real estate, I knew it wasn't my purpose. I couldn't give up the money. I just kept saying, suck it up. I know it's not quite right. Just suck it up. Just keep making the money, right? And it took me a while. I didn't know what my purpose was. And it took all these things that I went through to really discover what I was meant to do. And oh my gosh, my husband always says, how do you work so hard? And it's because I love it. It's my purpose, right? Like, I always wake up before my alarm because I want to get started. I'm excited about it, right? And so when you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, it's energizing. And how many people wish they had more energy? Well, maybe it's if you're not quite in alignment with the purpose, it drags you down a little. So maybe it
becomes heavy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure Rich has a lot more to add as well.
And Richard. Yeah,
I agree. If you're not in your purpose, it's like, you know, I was just reading something earlier that talked about people that are unsatisfied with their life. And if you really dig down into it, a lot of times it's because they've settled for living a mediocre life, and they don't have, or they can't pull in that inspiration or aspiration that they have to really step out into what they're meant to do. And when you reside yourself to being mediocre and average, then we get upset when that's what we get, is mediocre and average. And when that's all that you shoot for, you're one bad day away from having a less than mediocre, a less than average day. And then it just reinforces a lot of those negative things that go on within our minds that tell us that, oh, yep, see, I'm not good enough. There's no way I should be doing this because now, but the whole thing is they set themselves up for failure because they're not doing today what they need to do to be successful tomorrow. It's like in John Maxwell's book, Today Matters. That's the only thing that we have control over. We can't control yesterday. We can't control tomorrow. But you better believe that what we do today impacts our tomorrow. And when we realize that, we have the ability to be successful. And I know that I'm probably, singing the songs of excellence to Jenny there. But it's just it really is the way it is. If you don't believe you can do something and you're not doing today those important things, you shouldn't be too surprised with the results that you get tomorrow.
I always remember the Les Brown quote, where he says the graveyard is the richest place in the world, where all those unwritten books and new inventions and all these other things never happened because a person just never took that step, that extra little step to figure out what it is, what their calling was. And what a blessed time we are to be living in the time that we are. We're here at a time when we have, you know, even with COVID, we still were able to stay connected. And I don't, 10 years ago, we would not have been able to do that. You know, so we are truly blessed. And look at the technology. Look at the things that are coming to us every day. I have a client that is writing a 21 book series. He's a scientist, and he has developed. He's an incredible human being, but it's called Cracking the Learning Code. And his teaching is that within 3 to 7 minutes, we can reach, when we're learning a new concept, we can reach the long-term part of the memory to affect change. And it's not, so he's got courses that are coming out with each book. One is on for homeschooled parents, because there's so many that are homeschooling right now. One is for teachers. One is for overcoming addictions. One's for understanding how to recharge through your marketing. addiction to all kinds of things that he's doing, that he's broken it and making it into courses. But the fascination that I have with that is that what the number of people that are bringing such innovative, amazing things to the world and really transforming, turning it around. And when you read his book, his first one is like almost 800 pages. It's, wow. It's kind of the dictionary of it all. Then he breaks it down. When I look at it, 800 pages, I'm going, oh my gosh, that's a lot of reading. But he breaks each chapter into, okay, so this is the basic overall. You can catch the concept. And if you're inquisitive and want to know the science behind it, okay, this is the way we do it. But it was, what's fascinating is the reach that they're attempting to have. And so I work with a lot of joint venture partners with my authors now, with people that have radio shows, with people like Richard for his magazine, with people that do websites and different kinds of media and mobile apps, you name them. And so we've brought all of these people to his project. And it's been the most fascinating collection of super wow to know that these people each have a different gift they're bringing. But the reach that's happening as a result of that, we have his first book is launching in May. But it's absolutely incredible to see what is happening from the being able to unite minds and bring hearts together for a common cause and understanding what a transformation that in itself could bring to the world. And he says, how many times do you go to a conference? And at the end of the conference, it's been 3 days, and at the end of the conference, somebody says, well, what'd you learn? And we say, I know I learned something, but I don't remember what, you know. I mean, because sometimes we get overwhelmed with the amount of content that is taught, and unless it's very interactive and we're spending, but these online ones, I find myself, I can get like doing something else over here because I just can't concentrate that length of time. And there's not that as much of a connection otherwise. But to see what is being brought and authors everywhere that are bringing, I have another client that is bringing something for the environment, and she's using it in a fiction story to start her own cause as far as changing what's happening with the environment. And she's using it with a fiction story that is just totally opening it up into something that she will bring to the world. She's part of she's a change agent with the Evolutionary Business Council. So to think the wide variety of what's happening here and your special gifts, both of you are bringing to the world. How blessed are we? You know, just amazing people in this universe. And one thing about what I do is I get the best of it all because I get to meet so many. So it's really, really fun. So Jenny, in your parting words, before we wrap up the show, what would you like to say for listeners that what's one parting word that you would just like to share with them?
Yeah, I just would say that there is nothing beyond your capacity to do. There's nothing beyond your worthiness or deserving or potential to do. If you have a dream, go for that dream. Don't let anything stop you. And if you need some help, get with someone like me or Rich and get rid of those negative thoughts that are holding you back, because you have a gift to offer to the world. And like Becky said, you don't want to get buried with that dream still inside of you, those mm-hmm. gifts still inside of you. You want to make a change. And so figure it out today. What is it that you're here for? And do that. Go after that with a passion and get the help you need to make it a success, because your voice needs to be heard, and don't let anything stop you.
Very good. Thank you. And Rich?
Well, I'll say something that I'm sure Jenny will agree with is that the common phrase I'll use is no matter where you go, your mind's always there. So you ought to make sure that it's in the best shape possible. And what Jenny's doing is amazing, and being able to help people reprogram their minds. So what I believe with people is just that, you know, if you're if you want to succeed in business and in life, sometimes you have to try something new. Sometimes you have to try something different and have the confidence to step out and just do it. Take a chance. Don't do that without, some due diligence, but take a chance on being something different than what you've always been. And from a business perspective, perhaps that's using a different type of marketing platform to get your voice out there, to use your story to be successful in your business and be successful in life. Because you never know that story that you share could be the thing that causes a transformation for another person. And the only way they're going to know that is if people hear it and people get to know you and who you are. So I just encourage people to be their best and to find ways to get your story out there.
That's excellent. You two have been wonderful guests and so loved this time to be able to share like this. And I think it's been a fabulous combination here. And so for those that have listened to this show, if you have a story in you, you know that there's something that's deeply telling you, it's time for that story to be told. Think about it in the way that your message coming to the world is of prime importance, that you can be an advocate for someone else. You can show the light. You can be a truth teller. You can unite humanity for a much better cause, a bigger cause, and be that person, be that leader. That's what we're here for. We're here to lead. We're here to lead by example. We're here to find other people and tool sets and everything that we can to get our message out as far as we can. And what a better time, what a better place to be. So I want to thank both of you, Richard Parsons and Jenny Harkerud, for being here. Be sure to pick up a copy of the book. Get in touch. I've had their websites scrolling across the bottom of the screen. But check it out. Check what they're doing. And if you have an article that you want to get a wide reach to, reach out to Rich. And if you want a whole new mindset on life and break through the barriers, now's the time to do it. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. So this will be the end of our broadcast.